There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, and you are welcome to join us here on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. I was actually in court today in Manchester. We can talk about what happened there with Shire Dude's trial, which actually never went to trial, and I'll explain why that did not occur. When we get the chance, of course, your calls come first here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Let's go right to the phones and the fun. John's in Minnesota, listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, John.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you ever heard of a book called Medical Mussolini. It's
no.
By Morris A. Beallee. And he wrote this book in 1939. I heard about it in 1969, and I didn't find it until 2004.
Huh.
I found the book.
It's been a long time coming.
It was extremely rare, and it wrote about how the drug industry and the medical industry joined up together to try to do away with people that were healing people naturally without using the herbs of the field and the leaves of the trees. And they are trying to do away with it. And there's a big pushback in our world right now to get back to natural remedies.
Unfortunately, the laws and the regulations are still arrayed against those things. I've even heard of the FDA has an enforcement wing. They have FDA cops who actually raid, like, natural health stores and things like that. If, for instance, if somebody's making a so-called health claim about, cranberries will do X, Y, and Z, and then that's illegal. So they'll come in there with a goon squad and shut the store down.
Yeah, this guy out in California was making this natural chelation, Dr. Donsbach, and they came in there with machine guns threatening him and took all his formulas and all his stuff. Of course, a lot of these people are pretty smart. They have copies of it and they give it out
sure.
to other people.
But it's still terrifying. I mean, to have anybody come in and raid your business or your office is just an absolutely horrifying concept, and no one should have to go through that who's not actually, you know, hurting another person without their consent. And certainly there are going to be skeptics out there, and I may be one of them, you know, who says, what is this nonsense?
Chelation.
Chelation, or what's...
What's this voodoo?
Yeah, what's the...
What's this witch doctor?
What's the thing where there's like a very small amount of something in
homeopathy,
that's what it was. So there's a lot of critique on this stuff, but that's where it should end, is just the open marketplace of people discussing what the best options are and what works and what doesn't work.
And having these options available. So,
yeah.
Hey, let me go try the witch doctor first, and then if it doesn't work, you know what? I'll try them for 5 weeks. And if it doesn't work, I'll go get the chemo.
John, thanks for your call. Go ahead.
The witch doctor thing, the medical industry, it goes back to sorcery.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah, they're trying to get away from that, though, I imagine. Thanks for the call tonight, John. I appreciate it.
I imagine what would happen at some point or another is different sort of medical fields, medical organizations would rate doctors, right? Like, so, you know, the AMA, for instance, would probably be an organization that would certify some doctors.
You're talking about in a world in which there's no government monopoly protecting them?
Yeah, with the government monopoly, the government gets completely out of medicine. And prices are going to plummet if they do, because you know you won't have the government driving prices up and all this other stuff. But anyway, there'd be the AMA deciding, this doctor's definitely AMA certified, this one isn't. But the homeopathic organization would certify, you know, one doctor and say definitely this allopathic medicine specialist, he's not. And so you'd have people that were certified by different organizations. They'd go for those certifications because those are the kind of customers they're trying to. to attract. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if somebody wants to be treated with homeopathy, water, then that's what they should be able to get treated with.
You know, you're talking about some organization actually rating these guys. I foresee if everything was cleared out of the way and this was allowed, you know, some guy in his garage could just set up a form and you could go online and you could rate your experiences with these facilities. Like, yeah, I went to this guy, you know, I'm giving him 5 stars, this and this and this. He was terrific.
Well, somebody who I don't want the lady who went to the homeopathy place to, I don't care about her 5-star rating. It is irrelevant to me.
I understand it. She, you know, you have to believe what she's saying is true, and she could be talking right out of her butt. But I mean, I want that option to be on the table as well. I mean, it's not. I mean, I don't always look at the reviews when I, you know, go watch a movie. But sometimes I like to flip down through, or when I'm watching a YouTube. But sometimes while the YouTube is playing, you know, I'm flipping down through the comments, and sometimes you find interesting details.
Usually it's not worth it,
but sometimes you find good stuff.
That's true. I think that, you know, it's sad what is happening to the people who have these alternative ideas. And again, maybe a bunch of them are complete BS, but that's not to say there isn't BS within the official allopathic medicine industry, too, right? Where they're, you know, constantly looking for something that's wrong with you. Oh, you've come into my office. Well, I feel obligated to find a problem with you, sir. You know, get you on pills for the rest of your life.
But whether they can find something wrong or not, they'll give you pills. You'll get the antibiotics. If you say, I don't feel good, I want some antibiotics, you're going to get some antibiotics. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the problems with antibiotic-resistant viruses.
I have a cold.
Yeah,
can you give me some antibiotics?
It's a virus, and they give you an antibiotic for it, right? It's a terrible thing to do. But doctors know that people want pills. And, you know, at some point or another...
Placebo.
Sorry, but everybody knows what the placebos are. You can't get the placebos through the FCC.
You don't know. Yes, well, actually, was somebody actually selling placebos out there? I'll find out what it is here and tell you.
Placebo
spelled backwards.
Yes. Ah. What do you think about these holistic doctors that are all coincidentally being found dead?
I don't know anything about
that. Have you seen that? Well, there's for a while there. There was the five.
There's a mystery afoot.
The 5 holistic health doctors found dead in 4 weeks.
Uh-oh.
And I think that number is actually growing. I don't know that number is actually growing. But they're all between 60 and 30.
Okay.
So, and these are all, you know, good-looking people.
It's hard to find somebody between 60 and 30 found dead. Okay.
Obikelp.
Obikelp.
I mean, here, just take 2 Obikelp and call me in the morning.
I think that probably the game, like, can you imagine you lose a customer for life if you give them Obikelp and they figure it out?
Wow. Well, but
yeah,
I mean,
don't tell them it's Obikelp.
Yeah, but if they cured you, so you found out 2 years later, it's like, that thing I had that was cured of? It was total placebo.
Yeah.
So do you go back and be like, you ruined my life, right? Or, you know, or what? Or do you thank
then
him?
It'll manifest again all of a sudden after you found out that it was all BS.
That's when I sit you down and say, no, dude, you're a hypochondriac. I mean, you just everything you think is bad for you. You know, you got the germ problem, you know, you wash your hands too much or whatever, you know, whatever your problem might be.
Well, you know, I mean, here's what I'm thinking is that you go, you get the prescription for Obikelp, and the doctor says, this will cure your whatever it is that...
You don't need a prescription for Obikelp. It's a sugar pill.
But that's the problem. People want a prescription.
But that would be the red flag when you know that you're being fed a placebo. It's like, wait a minute. Why don't I need a prescription for this?
You can still hand it out as the doctor, right? You've got it in your cabinet. You know how doctors have pills
that's
up there?
That's a good
idea.
You don't have to...
I'm sure you've done this before, right? You've been in a doctor's office, and he's like, all right, I'm going to write you this prescription for XYZ pill, but I have some in the cabinet, so you can just take these with you, and then you can go get it filled whenever you get the chance. You can do the same thing with the Obikelp. Be like, oh, look, we can knock this out in a few short treatments. Here, shake the pill bottle for him.
I don't know.
Make a big deal of it.
When's the last time they've had pills in the facility with him?
At doctor offices all the time.
All you have to do is be poor.
You always had to go to the pharmacy down the road to get. All right. Well, I haven't been in the clinic in a long time.
No. All you got to do is basically be paying with a credit card. Look, I'm in this. I'm insured by MasterCard here. And,
load me up.
And they'll give you the pills and that sort of thing.
Oxycodone.
Well, yeah. You know, it's happened to me. I don't take them. I'm not interested
in oxys.
Whatever the pain is, I'd rather have the pain than the oxys because
I don't know. I was talking to one dude today.
But heroin is so cheap, Mark. I mean, come on.
He told me the pain was so bad that he was experiencing. He was really grateful to have something.
I'm not in that condition. I'm not speaking to that.
Right. I was saying, your pain may not have been as extreme as his pain.
Oh, but it wasn't.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Going back to the My Vegan thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best. Fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bernie Sanders wants to crack down on your gun rights, apparently. We can talk about that also.
Bernie wants to save you, Ian.
Yeah, apparently. I'm in such danger here in New Hampshire where there's so much gun violence. Oh, wait, no. No, there's hardly any gun violence in New Hampshire. In fact, probably most of the gun violence comes at the hands of the police. As far as
this
people...
This is true. Don't run from them. You get shot in the back of the head.
Or in this case, in the back of the neck. That's what happened to one guy who ran from the cops here in Keene, New Hampshire. So, yeah, we can talk about guns, your freedom, whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Express Coin, the best chance or choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. There's no chance with Express Coin. You go and you send them a money order and check and or check, and they will send you Bitcoin. It is that easy. And you can do it from most of the places in the United States and Canada. Although, sorry, New Yorkers, you've got a bit license to worry about there. So apparently, if you're in New York, you are SOL as far as Express Coin is concerned. But they're doing business in the super majority of the states. So whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, check them out over at ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from the your smartphone. They've got an app, ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. It is going to be hard to be a Bitcoin lover and be in New York State. I mean, right now, it's getting bad for anybody there. It's my understanding local Bitcoins is pulling out.
It's like China.
New York. Yeah, they created this BitLicense thing. We talked about it, a couple days ago here on the program, the 10 most egregious privacy violations that they require you to go through just in order to be approved, possibly, to get one of these BitLicenses. If you can afford to shell out the $100,000 that it costs just to get through the process, yeah, that's if you want to do business as a Bitcoin business in New York. And I've yet to find anything that has really clarified for me, so I'm unclear on this, as to if anyone is exempt from this BitLicense. If you're just a business, let's say you're a retail business, a thrift store, for instance, in New York, and you're accepting Bitcoin, are they going to come down on you if you don't get one of these BitLicenses? Or is it only for, like, the Bitcoin exchange businesses? I heard originally that it was the Bitcoin exchange businesses, but now recently I've been hearing that it's everybody who's doing business with Bitcoin. Hmm. So it's really scary for people in the Bitcoin world.
Because it's easy to be a Bitcoin provider. You can, you know, be right off the state lines. But if if we want this to really spread, you know, you've got to be able to accept it on your phone, or whether you're a store, or have maybe you have an ATM machine in your store selling it.
If you're in New York, you probably won't for long.
Wow, that's my guess. Like I said, just like China.
Because how many of those Bitcoin vending machine or ATM operators are willing to put up the $100,000 or whatever? Because the reason I'm throwing the $100,000 number out is I was reading an article about some of the companies who did go through this process. There's like a few dozen companies who applied for this BitLicense. And one of them revealed how much they spent in, you know, like attorney's fees and the whole amount that it took them to spend to get through. So not just application fees with the government, but the various different things that they had to do just to get through the application in the first place. Pretty horrible stuff. So if you're not in New York, go check them out at ExpressCoin.com.
I wonder if those rules are what's causing the volatility in Bitcoin right now. There's been some huge movement today.
Really? I haven't been paying attention. Last I looked, it was around $250 per Bitcoin.
Well, it went down to as low as $220 today.
Wow. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Francine's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Mark.
Yes. Okay, the man that called in a little while ago, he was a chiropractor in Florida.
Larry.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I want to remind you all, the FDA does not like anything natural. They want you to take pills and die. They're totally against natural.
Well, I don't think they want you to die immediately. I think they want you to pay, and then die eventually. But they don't want you to get better.
No, they want you to just slowly collapse on prescriptions. And there are multitudes of ways to get well. A friend of mine found something online. I don't exactly know, but it showed a man who was MS positive, which is an autoimmune disorder. And after 2 years of using this thing, he was MS negative. I mean, there,
yeah, there are amazing success stories out there in the world of alternative medicine. What works for one person may not necessarily work for another person, however.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. But I've heard stories like, just recently, there were three doctors who, and this has happened many times. There was a doctor, I don't know where it was, but in 55, he came up with a cure, a natural cure for cancer. They went and raided his office and destroyed all his records. Then sometime in the 60s, another doctor came up with a cure for cancer. They went and burned his office down. And then just recently, three doctors in Florida who had come up with a cure for cancer were murdered.
There's all kinds of stories like that out there. Thanks, Francine, for your call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Who knows whether those are true stories or not? But they sure are interesting.
They're very interesting to read, and these people did die. It's like, but when, you know, someone's put this information together, and it's like, wow, this really happened. This is interesting. This would make a really good movie.
Yeah, and I don't doubt somebody when they swear that XYZ alternative therapy cured their cancer. That's great. You know, was it this placebo effect? Did you, you know...
Was it Jesus?
Did you manifest it away? What happened?
I can't speak to anybody else's. This is the thing, is I'm just not willing to tear down other people's beliefs. I don't have cancer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the decisions I would choose to make would be different. As I understand Steve Jobs, this is, you know, things I've heard, I don't spend a lot of time researching it because, again, I don't have cancer. But it's my understanding Steve Jobs regretted his alternative therapies and
really?
Wished that he'd taken the regular ones. Not that that would have necessarily saved him either. You just don't know.
By the way, speaking of turning this into a movie, the Larry chiropractor story. Oh, you better believe it. Starring Jack Nicholson, you know, fighting the medical industry. Great movie. My ticket has already been purchased. So if anyone out there wants to put that together, I'll watch it.
They got some amazing stories out there, and you know, everybody's got their own experience. And the thing with the alternatives is that you're really not allowed to make claims about these things, right? You can't say that such and such berry cures cancer. You can't do that.
Why can't you say that?
If you are, you know, a doctor or you are running a health food store or something like that, the FDA will come and they will do something awful to you.
So when they say recommended by three out of five dentists, they're not really allowed to say that?
You can say a dentist recommends something. You just can't say what it does. Now, I'm not a lawyer. You know, this is my layman's understanding of what the laws are about this. You cannot make a claim... a medical claim about a natural product.
Because it shows bias and you might be trying to push a product or something?
Because the medical industry, the allopathic medicine, the sort of doctors and hospitals medicine industry, they've got a lockdown on the ability to make claims about cures. Even though the people in the natural healing industry, they truly believe, and to them, they know that certain things cure and do specific things in the natural world. They can't make those claims, right? Am I right about that?
That's right.
Yeah.
They can't make the claims.
Wow. So it's just incredible.
I don't think you can say water hydrates you.
Water will cure hydration.
It'll dehydration.
Wow.
Yeah. Or, yeah, cure dehydration.
You're going to lose your license, son.
See why I'm not a doctor. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. How about a killer app for Bitcoin? This is the reason, one of the big reasons to get Bitcoin. 20% off or more on whatever pretty much you want to buy from Amazon. There are a few exceptions. I have, with third-party sellers. I don't think that Purse works as well. I've tried adding some items to a shopping cart, testing that. But anything that Amazon sells, anything that you can get through, you know, the Amazon fulfillment where the, you know, free super saver shipping is offered, any of those products, so pretty much almost everything on the
site.
Is that
the things that are used, too?
They do.
Anything
that
Amazon...
They do include used items. Yeah, Amazon fulfilled items include... Everything that the people, the merchants, send to Amazon to get off their hands. So, yeah, they're in the warehouses ready to be shipped out.
So pretty much anything you'd buy through Amazon, you can save 20% using Purse. And you can actually go to purse.freetalklive.com to do that. You just go to that URL one time and sign up through it. Then you can go to the regular Purse website through their regular link afterwards. And everything you buy through Purse, you get a huge discount on. And Free Talk Live gets a very, very small portion of the purchase price. So get started, and then you can get your Bitcoin later. You can just go and get started right now at purse.freetalklive.com. If you already got some Bitcoin, then get rolling. Start ordering the stuff you would have paid for full price before we told you about this. So we just saved you 20%+. Pretty sweet. Purse.freetalklive.com.
Just send us your money, Ian. Just send us no, water and blankets. We don't need that.
What are you talking about?
I'm doing the Bush.
I don't get it.
During Katrina.
George Bush?
Yeah.
Okay.
Send us your money.
I don't remember that at all. I mean, I remember Katrina. I don't remember what George Bush was saying.
He doesn't want water and blankets. He just wants your money.
He really did ask people to send money.
Yeah, because it was getting confusing. Yeah, it was getting confusing. FEMA didn't want. They already had all the supplies. Added supplies.
Yeah.
They had to go through them. All right, now we've got some dirty water. We got dirty blankets. We got to deal with. Or that's the excuse, of course.
Like they need any more money. They're so well funded, and they still were standing in the way during Hurricane Katrina. And remember when they sent the trucks full of ice and water away?
This is exactly in the same line of my reasoning that I'm tackling right now.
So share your thoughts here tonight, 855 450 free. Bernie Sanders calling for sweeping gun ban. Story from truthinmedia.com. Now, this is actually, I guess he was on TV a couple of weeks ago. I had not seen this footage.
Yeah, this is old stuff, Ian.
Senator Sanders, who, of course, represents pro-gun Vermont, has built a fairly firearms-friendly voting record during his time in the U.S. Senate after he recently emerged as the 2016 presidential race's standard bearer for the Democratic Party's progressive wing. Progressive politicos who oppose gun rights began to complain about Sanders' record on guns. In an apparent primary season about face on Sunday's episode of NBC's Meet the Press, Sanders radically adjusted his position on guns and advocated for a sweeping gun ban that would outlaw most firearms designed for home and self-defense. Now, Conan, you and I, we've got a mutual friend here in town who's kind of a left-leaning dude. He's been friendly to the liberty movement here, but he's recently taken up the mantle of Bernie Sanders. And I heard somebody told him about this gun issue and that he was shocked by it.
Every opportunity that I have, I will throw him these articles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, look, this is really where he's at. You know, he is no different than all the other Democrats.
He's more honest.
Except that he is more honest, and he's actually coming out and explaining exactly where he stands. He is a socialist.
Yeah.
A socialist doesn't have anything to do with gun possession. He's a socialist and an anti-gunner.
Well, an anti-some gunner, apparently.
But part of the person that who we are friends with was of the opinion that Bernie was all good about the guns. He's like, yeah,
right.
he is pro-gun all the way. And he said that in the past, except 2 weeks ago on Meet the Press, he's like, hey, I'm all about hunting rifles, but I am not about assault rifles.
Here's a quote from what Bernie had to say on that show. Quote, nobody should have a gun who has a criminal background, who's involved in domestic abuse situations. Now, I don't know if that means that he's saying no one who has any criminal background or only people who have domestic abuse criminal backgrounds.
Depends. He said nobody with a criminal background.
And then he modifies it by saying, comma, who's involved in domestic abuse situations. It sounds like he's saying anybody with a criminal background shouldn't have a gun, which would, I think, disqualify pretty much a good chunk of the American people.
Well, what kind of criminal record? Because I've got one,
yep,
you've got one, and Mark's got one. So we're all, Jassy's got one too, and she's going to fight the monsters that are coming to fight us right now.
He says people should not have guns who are going to hurt other people who are unstable. And that's not a bad thing to say, right?
If you can, get a crystal ball and figure out who's going to hurt people, absolutely. Let's go into this fantasy world where we can predict who's going to hurt people and who's going to be unstable. The human beings, they can be unstable at any time.
But again, what does he mean? Because I have a gun to defend myself to hurt people if they try to hurt me first.
That is what you'll do with a gun.
That's why I have it. And so is he also considering that option? Because that's why I have the stupid thing.
Well, we also know that the police are going to likely hurt other people, and they have guns. And in fact, that's generally what their job is.
A lot of them have tasers, too, but they hardly ever seem to use them. It's the silliest thing.
And second of all, he says, I believe that we need to make sure that certain types of guns used to kill people exclusively, not for hunting, they should not be sold in the United States of America. And we have a huge loophole now with gun shows that should be eliminated.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like the gun shows, but, you know, I mean, you know, guns are for a couple of things. They're for hunting. They're for protecting yourself, maybe against wild animals. The rare instance you might carry a handgun and to hike in the woods and, you know, protect yourself against cougars and bears and things like that. And they're for protecting your house. And to the Second Amendment, if you look at the history of it, to some extent, the Second Amendment is to protect you from your government. That's sort of the purpose.
That's why it's the Second Amendment and not the 15th or the 20th. It's the Second Amendment. That's how important these guys thought that it was to protect yourself from tyrannical governments, that they put it in the second place. And so you got free speech, and then you got your guns. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's not about setting up your own militia. It's not about out there hunting coons, you know, raccoons. It's a no-brainer, for real.
The Senator Sanders here is apparently the front runner in New Hampshire for the Democratic primary.
Oh, yeah.
The last I saw. So, you know, this guy, some people, when he got into the race, they thought, oh, isn't that cute? Oh, the Vermont senator is going to run for, you know, run as a Democrat here. And he's doing pretty well. In fact, Chris Cantwell went and saw him speak when he came here to Keene. He actually sat in there the entire time. I had no interest in doing it. I sat outside the entire time and waited for him to come out. But Cantwell actually went in, watched, and recorded the entire speech. And he says this guy is a great orator. Like, he is an excellent speaker. He's engaging to the audience. He's a good manner of speaking.
And he's got the crazy eyes.
Well,
I don't know.
He's 75, okay? I think that, you know, one of the things about, you remember Ron Paul? He can't get elected. Well,
because he's too old? Is that the idea?
Well, one of the reasons I think Ron Paul couldn't get elected was he was one of the oldest guys on the ballot. And Ron Paul is a fitness nut. He's still around.
He's in good shape.
Yeah, he could probably ride all of those other knuckleheads, some young Democrats, or I'm sorry, Republicans, or whatever the hell.
Whatever they are.
He could probably run them all down the drain.
Didn't he do like a triathlon or something crazy like that, right? Or like a 10-mile bike ride one day during the campaign?
Sanders hasn't.
Yeah, but the other Libertarian did too. What's his name? Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson, yeah. He's a lot younger, though.
Yeah, Gary Johnson is a lot younger. But Bernie Sanders hasn't done that. He's going to be 75 years old when the election's going on.
And Ron Paul's turning 80, right?
That'll make him 6.5 years older than Reagan, who went, who, you know, dementia overtook him while he was in office. So this is something that Bernie Sanders campaign has to work with. Also, fundraising isn't going as well for Sanders as it is for Clinton. And you know what's going to happen. The Clinton machine's going to kick in and say, hey, Sanders, you want to be Secretary of State or something, and he's going to be like, yeah, that's all I can really manage to do.
You can share your thoughts here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts with us here on the radio at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Bitcoinist.net. It is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. At Bitcoinist.net, there is a community forum that's been integrated, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, plus fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the need of everyone who's looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Go to Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net. So I went to court today. It's actually been a little while since I've been in a courthouse, a few weeks. And
it's a long time for you.
Shire Dude.
Yeah, you had to drive all the way to Manchester.
Well, I didn't have to.
Well, I mean, in order to get some choice court news.
Yeah, well, you know, I like going to support people in court because I feel like, you know, if I want somebody to come support me, I should go out there and put it out there, right? I should go and support people in court. So that's what I do. And it's kind of a hobby. It's become a weird hobby of mine. So I get a lot of court footage. And today I was expecting to see an entertaining trial of Shire Dude, who is an entertaining kind of guy. In fact, he's going to be heading up the media panel at this year's Keenvention, which I'm very excited about.
You mean the panel that I used to head up?
Remember you headed up 1 year.
Remember back when I used to head up the media panel?
You mean the 1 year you headed up?
King Mark heads up the media panel 2014.
You remember the
he wasn't king back then.
The
apparently.
Most viewed video of all the panels.
Ooh,
and,
no, I think that's the most viewed. I'm pretty sure Chris Cantwell's one
panel
from,
speech.
No, actually, he had a panel peace roundtable with me and Derek J.
That's a debate.
Yeah, well, wait,
was it from the actual hour a panel, or was it, like, was it like a cut 5-minute piece?
No, the full one.
And I didn't say all time. It was from my.
I see. Okay, gotcha. So anyway, I went to support Shire Dude today at his what was supposed to be a trial. It was actually continued the last time when we were in court to support him a few months ago. They continued his trial date, as well as everyone else in the courtroom. And the reason they claimed they were doing this, because it was just parking tickets, which parking ticket trials are not complicated trials. I'm no attorney,
yeah,
but I could prosecute one of these trials.
Yeah, they're usually not trials. They usually never happen. 95 to 99% of them go to the right to the window, and they get paid.
They get plead. Yeah, they get paid, and paying your ticket is a plea. You're pleading mm-hmm. guilty. You're paying the fine. You're making it go away. Shari Dude had three tickets for overnight parking in Manchester in the wintertime. There's a rule that says, I don't know what the rule is, and this is why a bunch of people get caught by it. But on certain nights.
It's here as well. It depends on their snow removal nights. And
actually, is it here?
Because
in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show, there's a rule that says you can't park on the streets from November 1st to May 1st after 1 a.m. at night.
Right.
Any street.
Right.
In Manchester, they'll let you park on one side or the other based on which night of the week that it is.
Ooh, confusing.
And so this screws people up because they don't know which night. Who knows what these government laws say? So,
happens. Yeah.
You know, they get people all the time.
Especially your name is Shire, dude. I mean, you probably don't know what year it is.
They get people all the time for these tickets in Manchester, and they're a heftier ticket than you'll get for parking here in Keene as well. So he was facing like $75 in fines for three of these tickets. And so what happened the first time was they claimed that the prosecutor was sick, but he wasn't the only prosecutor. So they had a prosecutor there. It's just that this prosecutor who was there, for whatever reason, she didn't want to do the parking ticket case or any of the other cases in the courtroom. So they continued everybody's cases. And we got some really interesting footage that happened at that time, and Shire Dude has that, so I would look forward to a very entertaining video to come out of this, of the sort of the courtroom shenanigans and the things that the court security were trying to do to us. There was one point where court security, as we were coming in, one of the security officers, who obviously had this mentality of, I'm in charge here, he gathered everybody around so he could lecture to them about what the rules are about having a camera in court, because, you know, there's all these new Free Staters and liberty activists who are in this building, many of whom aren't court regulars because there's just not that much court in Manchester. And so this large and in charge security man, who's fairly tall as well, he wanted to just let everybody know what the rules were. And so as he was yammering on,
you recalcitrants know what the rules are. There'll be no cameras in the hallways. There'll be no
that
cameras
kind of
in the bathrooms.
Yep. And he literally did have exactly what he wanted, like a sort of like a semicircle or half circle of people.
Do you ladies misunderstand what I'm saying here?
Yeah, circling around him, sort of taking in his every word. And after he started in for about 30 seconds, I just walked away. I don't need to listen to this. I'm not obligated to stand here and listen to this man. And so I went in and I set up. Anyway, so it got postponed until today. We showed up, and I was surprised by what actually happened. It's rare that, you know, you get surprised in court. Usually it's a pretty routine thing, and what happens happens, and they call you to trial, and then you go to trial and you get convicted.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. In this case, the trial never happened. The prosecutor, when he came in, and they didn't keep us waiting long. Last time we waited 2 hours for the judge to show up.
Oh, yeah, make you suffer.
He was 2 hours late, and it was ridiculous. This time the judge never even came in. The prosecutor comes in, goes straight to his desk. First case he calls, Andrew Vermilio. That's Shire Dude's legal name. So he, Shire Dude says, yep, that's me. And, of course, I get this on video because you want to make sure you keep everything on the record. Prosecutor says, my understanding is you are willing to pay this fine to a charity. Now, this is what Shire Dude had told them in court the last time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this dude wasn't there the last time. So somebody informed him about Shire Dude's offer. He was well informed about that. He said, okay, if you're willing to pay $75 to a charity, you can do that, and we'll go ahead and put this on file, and you will agree to not commit any misdemeanors or felonies or major motor vehicle violations for the next year, and it'll be wiped off your record. And Shire Dude agreed to the deal.
And by the way, what are the penalties for any you know, infractions of the law during that 1 year period.
Well, they could bring back the charge.
The whole thing right back.
Yeah.
So, all right. So he, and what charity did he choose?
He chose Shire Sharing.
Cool.
Which is a liberty-oriented charity that helps feed people during the Thanksgiving holiday.
You know, I did something very similar about 2 years ago. I asked, basically, I asked the forgiveness. I said, hey, look, I won't do this again if you just, you know, cut me a break. And they're like, all right, well, if you don't do it again in 4 months, you're all good.
Was that the bike thing?
No. That was a parking ticket.
Okay.
That was my only parking ticket here in Keene. I don't ever park in the parking spots. I park up the road and I walk to wherever I have to go.
And so they wiped it?
Oh yeah, it's clean.
You know, you don't get it if you don't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things you can take away from this experience. And what I was surprised about was I've had the ability to give money to a charity to take care of a fine. So in lieu of paying the fine to the court, I have paid charities, and in some cases I've given more. I'll say like, well, you know, it's $10 for this fine. I'll give $50 to the local food bank.
You don't want to look cheap.
Like that.
Yeah.
And plus it puts the court in the position of, well, you know, do we want to look greedy
right.
by accepting $10 into the court system, whereas we could have, you know, had a local charity been given $50. And so, you know, that normally happens after a trial. I never thought to ask in advance in most of these trials, but that's what Shire Dew did. He indicated he wanted to do this, and so they avoided the entire trial process.
And by the way, in my case, I didn't ask for forgiveness right off the top. I just took it to court, and they offered it to me. And I'm like, well, I guess that sounds all right. Okay, I'll take it.
But, so you never went to trial. They
oh no, I went to pretrial and I went to trial.
Okay.
So it involved me waking up early in the morning, and I think the pretrial was pretty lengthy. I probably sat there for an hour or so, and the trial might have been just as long. But yeah, sometimes they handle you right off the bat, and maybe if they know you're coming and they know who you're affiliated with and they mm-hmm. know that's going to be recorded, you might have the opportunity to get your case taken care of real quick, like. Here in Keene, they started something. I don't know if they still do it, but they would actually have a free Keener court in a separate room. First off, the judge
was 8:30 sharp.
As soon as the judge walked in the building, he was pretty much handling this situation in another room, and then he would go handle the rest of the populace, which
right.
was
so the regulars don't see it.
Right. And, of course, that
it
was...
gives them the opportunity to sort of save face and, you know, do their thing, because they know that the average citizen isn't watching your videos. So, you know, it's a way to just kind of move you, shoot you off to the side.
Yeah, it was a really interesting day in court. There are a couple other things worth sharing about it. Coming up here, we'll do that, and you can share your thoughts. 855 450 free, plus some other good news on deck. This is Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Geico applauds your inner rogue name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom-vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.